Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary. What a beautiful weekend and what a wonderful lady. We really appreciate her being my announcer. As she mentioned, Dixon Brothers in Mesquite, the water garden and pond supply company, and they do advertise here. And in talking to Mary one time about ad sales about 100 years ago, no, Mary's not that old, about 5 minutes ago, I asked several years ago, would you ever consider doing being my announcer? And she said, sure would. And that's how we got that started. Oh, it's an important time of the gardening year. Oh, it is important. It is not spring yet. Be very, very careful. And because we're going to have cold weather ahead, and just be very logical about what you plant now. It is so hard to drill logic into the minds of people who have been cooped up all winter time. And so be very careful. We'll talk about that as this morning progresses. I do solicit your phone call right now. This is one of those times when I would love to have an anonymous caller. We'll find out your name to put you on the air, but I would love to have somebody I never heard of before give me a call right now, unlike when I'm sitting down with my family at dinner. That's when you don't want to get that kind of call. 800-288-WBAP. Please call right now. 800-288-9227. We have a couple of lines open for you as we begin the program. So 800-288-WBAP. 800-288-9227. And right now we have Steve Huddleston, the senior horticulturist of the beautiful Fort Worth Botanic Garden. His report today is sponsored by Encore Electric Service Delivery. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Appreciate you joining us. And when I say it is not spring yet, I hope you'll concur with that. But there sure are a lot of signs of spring at the Botanic Garden, right?
Well, there are. But these are some things that we see every late winter. And one of them is the Lenten rose, hellebores. They're blooming throughout the garden now. I spotted some last week. This is a handsome evergreen perennial, beautiful foliage. Gets about 15 inches tall and wide, and it blooms January through March. During the season of Lent, for the most part, in white, green, dusty pink, and maroon. This is a plant that grows well in partial shade, in well-drained organic soil. You can top dress it annually with organic matter and then mulch heavily.
If we were trying to compare it to some other plants, would you be comfortable in saying you would give it kind of the same conditions you'd give ferns and hostas?
Yes.
Okay. It's a wonderful companion plant to those. It has kind of a texture in between. The flowers are large. They're almost tennis ball sized.
Yeah.
And muted colors. They're really interesting plants. And Steve, in your career and way within my career, these things have really hit full speed, haven't they?
They have. They've become more popular and more plentiful, I think, in the nursery trade and in gardens.
You know, I need a shrub that just really challenges spring, something that will bloom even before we're sure that it's springtime. What would you suggest?
Well, flowering quince is the shrub for you.
It is indeed. My goodness gracious.
And I noticed these starting to bloom this past week.
How can they be so ready when it was just 19 degrees a couple weeks ago? How can they have those buds so ready to pop out? They really come quickly.
Well, they do. This is a deciduous shrub that's best planted toward the back of the border or yard. It's not really a handsome shrub to look at the rest of the year, but boy, this time of the year, late winter, early spring, it bursts into bloom and takes center stage. We have a variety called Jet Trails, which is white. There are several other varieties that we have in the garden, including Texas Scarlet, which is orange-red. And then there's the Storm series. There is Scarlet Storm, Pink Storm, and Orange Storm. These are compact. They only get about 3 to 4 feet tall. They have larger flowers, up to 2 inches wide, and bloom from the bottom to the top and have no thorns. So we have some of these at the old entrance. So anyway, worth noting and considering.
Those are flowering quince. Old-time Texans call them japonicas, but that isn't a fair comment because there are a lot of plants that get that name. There's a lot of interest in these things. These are kind of, in the shrub world, the equivalent of flowering peaches. They are, although they live a lot longer, they are something that you love when they're in bloom, and you plant them strategically so you don't worry about them when they're not blooming.
Right.
That's great. Okay, and then if I wanted to see butterflies, what would I do?
Well, you need to come next Saturday. Next Saturday, March 1, is the opening day for Butterflies in the Garden. This event will run March 1 through April 6, and by April 6th, we will have released 12,000 tropical butterflies into the conservatory. And if you want to see them, you need to buy timed entry tickets now through a link on the garden's website.
Wow. All right. And that would be fwbg.org. So that part's easy. It's just the initials of the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. And butterflies in the garden, how many years has that been going on? You do it. Do you do it every year or every other year?
It's every other year, yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And it's been, what, about 8 or 10 years now?
Yes, yes.
Oh, it is always a hit. Folks, you need to see that. And as Steve mentioned, it's timed entry. So go ahead and schedule that. Spring break coming up, I would imagine those will sell fast, won't they?
Yes.
Matter of fact, ooh, that sounded grim the way you said that. All right. So that is at fwbg.org. How do they find you, Steve?
We are just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
All right. And the 24-hour information number is?
That is 817-392-5510.
Really appreciate you. Thank you. Steve Huddleston is Senior Horticulturist. Have a good day with your family. Take care. Senior Horticulturist at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden and sponsored, as we mentioned, by Encore Electric Service Delivery. These people are kind of important in our lives. We can give back to them in a couple of ways. First way would be if you're going out nursery shopping today and you're going to be buying shade trees, go out and look at your yard first. You know, power lines just kind of disappear into our life. We forget that they're out there, and then you come home and you plant your tree and you're all excited, and then you realize, uh-oh, I got a power line right overhead. Don't make that mistake. Think about it before you go shopping, and then ask the nurseryman, how tall does this grow? How wide will this grow? Know before you grow. And if you're going to be doing any kind of pruning work, maybe you had some trees that were broken by the ice a couple of months ago. If you're anywhere near power lines, within 10 feet, maybe you don't do that work. But if you have questions, their toll-free number is 888-313-6862. They can advise you at 888-313-6862. If you see some kind of a problem with a power line that has sparks coming from it, dial 911. That's an emergency. And if you're going to be digging to plant that tree or put in new sprinkler lines, call 811 at least 2 business days before to make sure you don't hit underground utilities. Encore.com. Encore.com. Between now and 10, if you'd like to order my new book, call 1-800-752-GROW. However, if you have a plant question, call me here at the radio station, 800-288-WBAP. Now back to the program. All right, and indeed, let's go first. Our first call up today, lines are filling. Thank you very much for that. Let's go to Paul in Rockwall. Paul, this is Neil.
Hey, Neil, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Appreciate your call.
Hey, it's just... listening to you earlier, whenever you just kind of started saying, watch what you plant right now, what are we safe to plant vegetable-wise?
Vegetables, you would plant anything that can handle some light frosts, and that would include, as I mentioned 20 minutes ago, a lot of people didn't hear that, onions that were planted at the proper time in late January may have frozen. And if you see onion sets, you could try some. It's awfully late for onions, awfully late for sugar snap peas. Proper time is the tail end of proper time for Irish potatoes, cabbage, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, and then and we're at perfect time now for the next week or so for the leafy and root vegetables, and that would be lettuce, spinach, chard, and then root vegetables, of course, would be carrots, and use round carrots, not tapers, and radishes, turnips, beets, things like that. It's too way too early for tomatoes. I just can't imagine all the questions I'm getting and all the tomato transplants I'm seeing. It's just, unless you're growing them in a pot, it's way too early.
Okay. Well, I do appreciate it.
Thanks for the call. Have a great day.
You too.
All righty. And let's see. Let's go to, let's take a break, and then we will come back and go to Russell in Frisco. We'll be talking about pre-emergent weed killers. Good topic and good timing also. Well, folks, let me tell you where I am on my book. I'm about 2 weeks late on where I thought I would be on my book. That's to your benefit because the preprint offer can go on a few more days. And this offer has just blown up on us. The phone lines are swamped. Website is swamped. neilsperry.com. My phone at my office is 800-752-GROW. If you get a male voice, that's our grandson, Sam. Sam is working there. And we've filled the office with people today just to make sure that we can take all the orders between now and 11. This is going to be the most comprehensive book I have ever written. I have proofread every page of it this week. My assignment today is to finish the dedication, the acknowledgments, and the back cover, the outside back cover of the book, and a couple of other things. But that's how close we are to being finished. 840 photographs. It's 100 extra pages, more than we promised, and I have not raised the price on it. I've left it at $24.95. I am self-publishing this. It's not going to be in stores. It will cover every aspect of outdoor gardening. It is not a revision of Complete Guide to Texas Gardening, which I wrote 23 years ago. This is completely updated, totally different format. It has all of the when to do things that you were used to seeing in my calendars. I'm not doing calendars anymore. They're all in the first 48 pages of the book. That's 4 pages per month. So all of this at $24.95. If you saw this book somewhere else in a bookstore from a regular publisher, it would be $40 or more. $24.95. Price will go up when the preprint price goes away because of that 100 pages. But for now, I'm going to hold to that price. There's a better offer out there, though, and that is that when you get the book at $24.95, if you buy it at the same time, you can also get a one-year new or renewal subscription to the award-winning Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine at half price. Total price of book and magazine, $36.90, $7 postage on either offer. Now, that's good until 11 today. It's good all day today at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. If the line is busy, call back in 5 minutes and you'll be able to get through. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. Call before 11 today. This is a great time of year to have foundation repair work done at your home, and Advanced Foundation Repair has been my sponsor for almost 20 years. Hi, this is Neil Sperry, inviting you to call them for their free home inspection, 214-333-0003. On the web, their very useful website, foundationrepairs.com. Do what I've done. Call the best, Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003. All right, and we'll tell you about Arborological Services right now. This is the experts. These folks are the tree experts that your trees deserve. In fact, we have a date scheduled for them to come to my magazine office to do some tree work. We have some branches that are rubbing the roof and that are near some telephone lines, and their people do all of our tree work, both at my magazine office and at my house. They've been serving the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex with the very finest in tree care since 1981. When somebody asks me for a referral to a tree service, I always, 100% of the time, recommend Arborological Services. That's partly because I believe in their incredible talent and their skill, their affordability also, but it's also because I want to know when I finish that conversation with that person, friend, or just newcomer, that they're going to be happy with what I've referred them to. And boy, you will be with Arborological Services. They are the best. Whether it's just routine tree management, limb removal, or something heroic, they can do it. Arborological Services, they are based solely in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but they have a toll-free number. They are not nationwide. They are DFW. 866-552-7267. 866-552-7267. Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc. Twitter, at The Tree Experts. On the web, it's arborological.com. 866-552-7267. Arborological Services.
Busy Bees Pest Control is truly a full-service pest control company for residential, commercial, and multifamily properties serving the entire Metroplex. Their full pest control service can handle all forms of pest control from bees and bed bugs to animal trapping and bird control and more. Busy Bees is the premium bed bug service provider in North Texas. Busy Bees Pest Control. See how good a service can be. Get it? Hey. For more information, visit them at busybees.com. That's BIZZYBEES.com.
They also are very good. They do all of our work. Let me tell you about North Haven Gardens, one of my favorite places to shop. I've been shopping there since September 1970, specifically. I remember my first visit there. Sounds like a flashback in my life, doesn't it? North Haven Gardens has all kinds of spring vegetables. Now, if you are in the urban heat pocket inside LBJ, and especially if you're growing your tomatoes in pots, they have some of the early tomato varieties like Striped Cavern, a beautiful lobed bell pepper-shaped red fruit that has vibrant yellow stripes. Now, that is a tomato. Tigris, an oblate, uniform fruit. I think that was copied out of a seed catalog. With a high-quality yield potential. It has excellent resistance to tomato yellow leaf curl and virus and other tomato diseases. And Taxi, the best yellow tomato for a short season. I've read to you three of their tomato varieties, but I have a grower friend who grows a lot of tomatoes for them, and he says they have everything. Now, by the way, their Rose Festival will be next weekend, March 1 and 2. They'll open early on Saturday at 7, Sunday at 8. The first 100 guests to purchase a rose will receive one free quart-sized bottle of Nature's Guide Organic Root Stimulator, limit one per purchase. They have more than 400 rose varieties, including Coretta Scott King, Lookalikes, and Floxy Baby, Anna's Promise, Downton Abbey, and a lot of other great roses at North Haven Gardens. This has been one of the best places to shop for all of those years. 7700 North Haven Road between Hillcrest and Central. That's in North Dallas, just inside LBJ. They're open 7 days a week. 214-363-5316, nhg.com. It's North Haven Gardens. Back to our phone lines, we go to Russell in Frisco. Russell, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Thank you so much for taking my call. A quick question for you.
Yes.
I moved into a house last summer, had to totally tear out the yard and re-sod it Bermuda grass. It was probably July of last summer, and it so far survived the winter. Everything looked good. Of course, everything's dormant now. And I was reading in your book that one of the most important things we need to be aware of is not using pre-emergent too early on a relatively new lawn. And my question being is that with that history, when would you recommend using a pre-emergent? And also as to what pre-emergent do you recommend?
All right. The rule is that you don't use it until the lawn has been through its first winter. So best I could tell, we've been through a winter. Whoa. So you're good. And this was sodded anyway, wasn't it? Isn't that what you said?
Yes.
Yeah, and that even ramps that up more because sod is mature grass, just needs to get established. You're fine. Brands or the product names that I would look for would be either Halts, H-A-L-T-S, or Dimension, D-I-M-E-N-S-I-O-N. And those are both granular products. Timing would be between the 5th and 15th of March, and then 90 days later, 5th and 15th of June.
Okay, so we do it twice?
You do it twice because you're trying to get crabgrass and grass burrs out. You actually do it three times. But for the summer weeds, and that I assume is what you're asking about since the time is February, summer weeds, because we have an extremely long growing season, those products are effective for about 90 to 100 days. And if you were not to put out the booster shot in June, then seeds that were laying out there and had not tried to germinate would go ahead and sprout, and you'd say, wow, that didn't work so well. I still have these things.
Okay. All right, let me be sure I got it straight. The two do you recommend are Holt, H-O-L-T apostrophe S, and
H-A-L-T apostrophe S. Halts the weeds. I don't think there's any apostrophe.
Okay, yeah. So it's just Halts. Mm-hmm. And then Dimension, and the 5th through the 15th of March, and when in June?
Same time, 5th to 15th.
15th of June.
And then
okay.
you can remember also, save you another call in late summer, for the winter weeds, the ones that you can see right now, you would use those same materials, one or the other, the first week of September. That's your third application.
Okay, great. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks, Russell. Let's go to Marie in Grand Prairie. Marie, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. I listen to you every Sunday morning.
Thank
and last
you.
Week you were talking about Bonide,
mm-hmm.
and I put some down Monday. And I could not find it on the package. The guy at Ace Hardware couldn't tell me, and I got on the computer and couldn't find out. Does it have to be watered in?
Well, Bonide is a company, and it's a brand of products, plural.
Yeah.
Was this the Prozone Weed Beater product?
I can't. It Rebuild Complete, I believe it was.
Yes, that should be watered lightly. That's a kind of moderately. I wouldn't flood it in, but you need to get it onto the surface of the soil. I would do it on your terms. Yeah, we could hope it will eventually get some heavy rains. You want to put it on in a controlled amount of water. So, yes, next water day that you have, you should water it.
I think we're supposed to get a light rain Tuesday, maybe.
Well, and that's where we run into problems, because a light rain can turn into a deluge, or it could be a 1/100th of an inch light rain that isn't enough to do the job. So it's really better if we can do these things when we can control how much water goes on. But, you know, we are where we are, and we have water curtailments, I understand. I don't want to hear about you being in jail. I'm not bailing
okay.
you out.
So just enough to where it's going to stick to the ground, maybe?
No, you want to water it. I don't want to assign a time, because that depends so much on the type of sprinkler and how big an area you're covering. But you want to water it like you would water fertilizer in.
Okay.
Almost that much, probably.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, Marie. All right. And I'm going to take our break now. We have Mel in Irving with a crepe myrtle question. And then Tanya in Fate has brought some plants from Oregon and wants to know what she can do to make sure they will grow here. And I can't wait to hear what the plants are. That's going to be a fun call. And we'd love to hear from you. Maybe you have a fun call. And that number to call with your fun call or an ordinary call. I take all calls. 800-288-WBAP. 800-288-WBAP. And right now we're going to talk about the Bonide ProZone Weed Beater Complete. Good timing. Good for them. If you want a perfect lawn this year, you need to stop those weeds before they come up. Take over your lawn. Bonide makes that happen with Weed Beater Complete. Weed Beater Complete is a total lawn weed control product. It prevents weed seeds that are germinating. It kills weeds that are already there. Tough grassy weeds like crabgrass and even clover are no match for Weed Beater Complete. Bonide Weed Beater Complete kills more than 200 hard-to-kill grassy and broad-leafed weeds. Bonide Weed Beater Complete works through the weeds' roots and shoots, killing them before they can get started. It even kills them when they're up and growing. Bonide Weed Beater Complete is available in a convenient granular formulation for easy spreader application. Get on your way to a picture-perfect lawn. Pick up some Bonide Weed Beater Complete. It's available at Russell Feed and Supply, all Fort Worth locations. Gibson Ace Hardware and Weatherford Handley Feed in Fort Worth. Or visit Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you. That's Bonide, B-O-N-I-D-E, Bonide Pro Zone Weed Beater Complete.
Giving you a voice, your opinions on the news of the day. News Talk, 820 AM, WBAP.
Time to get your shelves in order. Trying to do a little spring house cleaning? Well, we have some things that you could do, and one of those is if you have bookshelves that are bowing in the middle and the books are looking kind of dusty, but you say, well, I enjoyed that, but I love that book, but I've read it, I remember enough of it, I'm probably not going to read that book again, then you need to go into Half Price Books. And by the way, they have, since 1972, bought anything ever printed or recorded except yesterday's newspaper. I've not seen that line before. I like that. Bring in your books, music, movies, and games to sell at any location. Half Price Books will make sure to get your previously loved books, music, and more into the hands of someone else who will say, wow, I'm glad Half Price Books had this. Because Half Price Books buys from the public every day, you can find something new every time you visit. If you've never been in Half Price Books, spend about 20 minutes browsing, and you will hear so-and-so come get your offer, you know, the bid offer for the books. You have the chance to say, well, go ahead and take them home. But I haven't seen anybody carry their used books out. They always take their money. You can either spend it right there in the store. That's what I do. Or you can go out and eat lunch if you want to. It's actual money. Whatever you want to do, that's at Half Price Books. What a wonderful concept and what wonderful stores. Now, by the way, Half Price Books donates more than 1 million books to schools, teachers, and nonprofits who help them get into the hands of those in need. You can help as well. Bring new or gently used books to donate to the Half Price Library Program. They will match your donation to give the books to nonprofits and teachers in need. Spread the word. Literally spread the word. Half Price Books, 19 Dallas-Fort Worth locations, more than 100 nationwide, and it all started here. HPB.com. Great day to shop. at Half Price Books. Great day to listen now to a little bit of news update with Jerry Overton. Jay, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Thank you very much. It's 8:30 at the Breitling Energy News Desk. A cell phone leads police to a murder suspect. The story after your first weather and traffic. Our weather in touch forecast. Patchy fog for another hour or two, then mostly cloudy, breezy toward the afternoon with a high of 65. Clouds are going to pick up tonight. It's going to be noticeably cooler as well with a low of 40. And then tomorrow, cloudy and cooler with a slight chance for drizzle, the high 58. It's cloudy, 57 degrees at DFW Airport. Checking the ClassicChevrolet.com 24-hour right now traffic watch in Dallas. We got a wreck on Bond Avenue at West Jefferson Boulevard. Also on the LBJ Freeway westbound at Rosser Road, we've got a new accident. And there's a wreck on 67 Frontage Road northbound at Loop 12 Ledbetter. Well, a 17-year-old is held on a $150,000 bond charged with murder of a man whose body was tossed from a moving car along the LBJ Freeway this week. Authorities say Gaspar Insensio was arrested after police tracked his number to texts found on the cell phone of slaying victim Pedro Calixto Valenta. A deadly carbon monoxide leak at a mall on New York's Long Island Saturday. Suffolk County Police Lieutenant Jack Fitzpatrick says one person is dead, more than two dozen others sickened by carbon monoxide poisoning at a shopping mall restaurant.
Right now we're inspecting the heating system in the basement, and this seems to be confined to the basement area.
Experts say most states don't have laws requiring detectors in restaurants, hotels, or even schools. And the global economy can expect a boost from the G20. Finance chiefs from the 20 largest economies agreeing today to boost world GDP by more than $2 trillion over the coming 5 years. Again, looking for a high today of 65 degrees. It is 57 degrees. At the Breitling Energy News Desk, I'm Jerry Overton. We're back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
It's almost finished, and it's going to be the most beautiful comprehensive book I've ever written, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It's a completely new book that combines the best of my complete guide to Texas gardening, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars into one concise reference. We're going to print it right here in Texas. The special pre-order price is just $24.95. It's the lowest price we will ever offer. Once we commit to a press count in a few days, the price will go up. It will never come back to $24.95 again. Or our best offer, save half on a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine when you buy it with the new book. Total price, just $36.90. Shipping and handling for either offer, $7. The book will be released during March. It will be available only from my office and from my website, neilsperry.com, not in stores. Call 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, neilsperry.com.
All right, and my magazine office will be open until 11 o'clock today at that number, 800-752-4769, and that is the only place that you can order that, and my website. Thank you very, very much. Let me also tell you, and I'm also going to mention each time that we do the ad today that I'm about 2 weeks behind on the promised dates of things, and the reason for that is that there are 100 more pages in this book than we had anticipated. It took me a long time to write that. I've written every word in the book, and I saw a few days ago, I don't think we're going to make this and have it be the quality we want. So anyway, let me tell you about Advanced Foundation Repair. They also do not hurry their jobs. They do them right. They do them right the first time because they give you a guarantee that they will come back if anything ever happens. It's a lifetime guarantee. And you say, well, that's nice. That's a guarantee for life to my lifetime. My kids are going to inherit my house and then they'll have to contend with things. No, it's a lifetime of the house. They were the first company ever to do that. That's why I have enjoyed since 1995, 20th year now, of telling you about Advanced Foundation Repair because they are innovators. They're innovators when it comes to the techniques that they use for leveling foundations and getting them back to good. They are the best around. We have used their services at our home, on our sunroom, and at my entire magazine office, which is a pier and beam house built in 1927. So they can help you from either side, from slab or from pier and beam. And that work is done wonderfully. Now, let me suggest you get them out now because it may get kind of nuts later this summer. It's dry and it may get worse, and Advanced Foundation Repair can step in now. They can tell. The home inspection's absolutely free, but you have to make the first call. They don't just show up unless they're called. 214 214- 333-0003. They're the best. Advanced Foundation Repair. On the web, it's simply Foundation Repairs, plural, foundationrepairs.com. 214-333-0003.
Neil Sperry's eGardens, my free electronic newsletter, goes to more than 40,000 subscribers each month. Sign up at neilsperry.com and check out the very special offer on my new book while you're there. That's neilsperry.com. Now back to the program.
I will be writing my part of eGardens this week because it goes out this Thursday. So this is a great time for you to sign up at neilsperry.com. Before I go back to the phone, one quick thing. I do this each week and have for 30 years. It's my SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week. I've told you before, I'm adopted. I have a very special spot in my heart for dogs and cats that have no homes and would like to get adopted and would appreciate a loving forever home. And so I support the SPCA branches in Dallas and in McKinney, those two. And my hope is you'll get by and meet Belle, the beautiful, sweet dog, precious four-year-old blue heeler mix. Doesn't look like blue heeler mix when I looked at her photo. She was has been there for... the previous family had a brand new baby, and Belle is fine, but you know, babies and puppies don't necessarily always match up. And she's house trained. She's a wonderful dog, and she is at the SPCA shelter in McKinney. Belle, B-E-L-L-E. I hope you'll get by and meet her. She would love to be your companion. She's a blue heeler mix. She's a sweetheart. Beautiful eyes. I looked at that photograph they sent, and oh my gosh, look at those eyes. Belle. She's at the McKinney shelter, and that is at 8411 Stacy Road, just east of Custer. Now, if you're coming from Frisco, that's the closest shelter to you. Coming from Frisco, come on Main Street, and it turns into Stacy when you cross Custer, and it's a quarter mile east of Custer. They're open noon until 6, 7 days a week. So is the Dallas shelter, which is 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30 in Hampton Road. Noon to 6, 7 days a week, spca.org/findapet. You can see all the pets they have up for adoption. Adopt a dog today, won't you? You'll enjoy it, and I know that dog will. Let's go back to the phone lines. We have Mel in Irving. Mel, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, yes, sir.
I have exactly 7 large crepe myrtle trees in my front yard, and we've enjoyed a great deal since we bought this house. And when I say mature trees, they're at least 14 years old. They're taller than the roof line. 3 of those, though, are not the most attractive plants, and I wanted to know what you would recommend in the way of making them more so. And I've listened to you about crepe myrtles before, and I understand your message about not topping the trees. And as a matter of fact, I think I recall your suggestion, if you're going to trim them at all, just take them right down to the ground and let them come back.
It's not exactly it. I would normally be polite and let you finish the sentence, but there's somebody getting ready to go into a belated an 8:30 church service. I want to stick my foot in the door. Well, if you move into a house where the plant has been topped, then you can cut it to the ground and retrain it as a normal, properly shaped crepe myrtle, either shrub or tree. That's the quickest way to restore a plant that's been topped. 40 years later, you'll still be able to see the gnarls and the nubs if you start training a topped one. And in 2 years, you can have a beautiful crepe myrtle back by cutting it to the ground. However, what I don't want people to misunderstand is if you have a crepe myrtle that is too tall, by cutting it to the ground every once in a while, you can keep it shorter. That is not my message at all.
No.
And I know that wasn't what you said, but that's why I wanted to clarify it.
Okay, sure. Well, what we'd prefer to have is more of a tree than a shrub or a bush. Okay. And if I had my druthers, I'd like to have maybe 3 to 5 major trunks that, you know, and I don't care how tall they get. I want them to get large.
All right. And are the ones that you're talking about being unattractive, have they ever been topped before you got there?
Well, it looks like they were some years ago. I can't tell exactly how long,
okay,
but certainly before we...
No, I understand that. If they were, then what I said a moment ago might apply. I can't tell without seeing them, Mel.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome to post a photo of them now before they leaf out on my Facebook page, and I could tell in a heartbeat. But the other thing I would say is... If they had not been topped, and if you had 14 trunks on each one of them, in my lifetime, in the late 1950s, early 60s, landscape contractors and landscape architects discovered, hey, look what happens if we take some of these lower branches and some of these superfluous branches out of crepe myrtles and yaupon hollies. We can suddenly have a patio tree here, a small tree, because lots were already beginning to get smaller in urban right. areas. And that these are all shrubs. They are genetically shrubs. When they get up in the morning and look in the mirror, they see a shrub. And so we can train them as trees, and that's exactly how you do it. If you have a crepe myrtle that is properly, has not been topped, you can go in and remove entire trunks down to the point that you have the 3 to 5 trunks that you want. And this is the time to do it. It's exciting to do that. You take one off, you say, well, that one's really weird looking. Okay, mm-hmm. well, that goes off. And so you take a hand pruning saw, whatever it takes to get it out of there, you pull it out and you lay it over on the ground. You look at your plant. I still have too many. And so you take out the next strangest one, and pretty soon you can begin to see, it's like carving. I carve birds, and they say, well, how do you carve? And you say, well, you take away everything that doesn't look like a bird. And in this case, you take away everything that doesn't look like a tree-form crepe myrtle.
I see. Okay. All right.
That was kind of a strange answer, wasn't it?
No, it's really helpful. It's very helpful. I appreciate that.
All right. Good luck with it.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call. Thank you. Let's go to Tanya and Faith. Tanya, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. And I hate to mislead. Actually, I haven't brought any plants with me yet.
Oh.
I just got back from Oregon after visiting again, and I am missing home so badly because I just lost 4 major plants out of my yard from the freeze, from the ice. And so I thought, well, if we have to refill, I would love to be able to see what could work. And I'm aware Portland Willamette Valley is very much cooler, but my folks live in Central Oregon too, so that's more high desert. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't sure if maybe there were some things that are there that could handle like the Texas dry, the Texas heat, that kind of thing.
I got to tell you that Portland is my favorite city to visit, and partly because of Salty's restaurant.
Absolutely.
But beyond that, back to reality, and partly because of Hood River and going up around the mountain and everything. But beyond that, the plants there may translate here, but probably won't because of that cool summer climate. I realize that a couple of times I've been there in the summer, it's been 90 degrees, and they say, oh, man, this is so unusual. I say, well, not where I'm from. It's just as bad. But what I would recommend, and I had this same experience when I grew up in Texas, started at Texas A&M and then transferred to Ohio State, got married. We had our home in northern Ohio. I tried to landscape with things that I knew from Texas, and I bypassed some wonderful plants that were really well adapted to northern Ohio just because I was wanting things that I knew. And we didn't stay there that long. I came back to Dallas County, and I was back in familiar territory. But I would encourage you to look around at what others grow. You know, for example, Japanese maples that you had as a front door tree there, a small accent tree in full sun, will grow here, but they have to be grown in the shade. And so some of those things will translate. I have spent many, many weeks in Portland photographing and doing things for nursery labels, nursery catalogs. So I'm well familiar with the valley and all of that area. I've not been to Bend in the high desert.
You're missing a whole different climate up there. It's amazing.
Oh, I know.
So would you know, like, for my thing that caught my eye this time around again was the manzanita. And I'm sure it's because of the contrast, because they're such a brilliant. In fact, the crepe myrtle here almost made me think of it just because of the growth habit and the texture of the bark.
Then go with crepe myrtles. That's a good example of you're now in Rome. And let's go with what the Romans do. Yeah.
Okay.
One of the other differences, Tanya, it's not just the climate, it's also the soil. And I am saying you are in Fate, aren't you, toward Rockwall, south of Rockwall?
Yes.
Okay. Fate is still in the Blackland, and that soil is vastly different than what the Willamette Valley has. So that alone will, you know, that's why you don't see any rhododendrons like you saw in Portland.
Yeah,
I understand you know, you know, you're in a wonderful place here. They're both great places, and that's why they're airplanes.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, and that's why, and containering, probably what I'm assuming is trying to do a container kind of a thing is probably for things that need to be well draining, like in the Northwest, are not going to do as well in a container here.
I don't know that I want to sign that blank check.
Okay.
You know what? I'm about to do an ad for my book, and I think the book would be a great help
yep.
to you. And I will pay you in fresh, shiny pennies or dollar bills every penny you spend on this book if you don't think it really help get you back. Because I've gone to, you know, I've expressed my knowledge of Portland, but from
yeah.
Ohio and back to Texas, and I understand
yeah.
how different it is.
Yeah.
I always say that being a gardener is very much like being a taxi cab driver. The farther you get away from home, the less you know.
Yep.
And
okay.
and you need direction, and I think that would help. But there also is a huge amount of information online for no charge at Aggie Horticulture, the Texas A&M Horticulture
okay.
website. So that's a good starting point as well.
Sure. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Tanya. We're glad you're here.
Yeah, all right.
I'll see you at Salty's next time I'm up there. All right. All righty. And her line is open if you would like to call 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. I almost never, ever tout my products in an answer, and I did that time, and I am humbly sorry. My goal has always been, as a broadcaster, to keep the editorial away from advertisers, but I think in her case, this book would be absolutely perfect for her, because it covers from, I just finished about a week and a half ago, the basics chapter one. I saved that for the very end, because I knew it would be kind of a downhill slide. It's like ending a marathon on a downhill, and so the basics covers all of what she was worried about or what she needs to be worried about. And then we go on to trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, fruit, vegetables, and lawn grasses. Every chapter I spent about a month doing. It's a 9-month job. There are 11 chapters, I believe it is. I need to go back and count. And then we have the month by month when to do things. There's another thing that varies a huge amount from one part of Texas to another, much less one part of America. This book will have all of that, and it's all. I have printouts now. I can see how really pretty this book's going to be. Cindy Smith, the graphic designer, Carolyn Skye, an incredible editor. We're the team of three. I'm self-publishing this. It is not going to be in stores. It's not going to be at any of the national bookstores. Not going to be in any retail stores. Not going to be on Amazon. It's available through my magazine office. It's just easier that way. I'm a simple guy. But this book with 840 photographs, all of them mine with one exception, which you'll see in the book. It's beautiful. All of that available to you for just $24.95, satisfaction guaranteed. Now, we're about to go to press with the book, and when we do, that price will go up. It will never come back to $24.95 again. In fact, it's going up a good bit. I'm 2 weeks late, at least about 2 to 3 weeks late on all aspects of this, because there are 100 more pages in this book than we anticipated originally. And so $24.95 is a real deal. There's a better bargain. Get my magazine. When you buy the book, you can get the magazine subscription. Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, recognized nationally as being the best regional gardening magazine in America. Get it at half price. Total price, book and magazine, $36.90, plus $7 postage on the book. Now, if you see a book in a bookstore, it's going to be the Cowboy Boot book. That's 23 years old. This is the one you want. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, available either by calling my magazine office between now and 11, 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, or go to neilsperry.com anytime today, NEILSPERRY, neilsperry.com, 800-752-4769.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have become a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays which will inspire and help you to create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they have used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. Visit the experts at WhizQ at their display garden located at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, visit their website at whiz-q.com or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams. Help is on the way. Put Dixon Brothers on your phone speed dial. The number is 972-288-7537. That's 972-288-7537. Do you have pool equipment freeze damage? Call Dixon Brothers at 972-288-7537 for repairs. Dixon Brothers licensed technicians will repair the system and install a freeze guard to automatically turn your pool system on when the temperature falls below 38 degrees, protecting your pool equipment from freeze damage. It'll turn off when the weather warms up. Visit the Dixon Brothers showroom for cold weather pond supplies, thermometers, pond de-icer, or other professional pond products. Dixon Brothers has knowledgeable aquatic specialists to assist you with all your pool, pond, and water garden needs, no matter the weather. For 41 years, Dixon Brothers is the Metroplex authority in swimming pools, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Call 972-288-7537 for more information or for directions. That's 972-288-7537. Dixon Brothers, D-I-C-K-S-O-N.
You might be thinking of replacing your old window treatments with beautiful plantation-type shutters, and if you are, then I am here to bang the drum for Sunburst Shutters. They don't want me banging a drum. They're all about simple beauty. That's all I can tell you. These are quiet-mannered people. They are wonderful people. And 25 years ago, I may be off by a few months, 25 years ago, they opened Sunburst Shutters, and they are made from polywood. Polywood is a man-made product. It is not wood. It looks exactly like wood. In case you don't know plantation shutters, they're the big louvers. They're the ones that are 2.5 or 3.5 or 4.5 inches wide. Think about how wide that is, and when you open those, you see your whole yard. It's just a wide open. The bigger the louver, the fewer lines you have in your windows. And they can bring samples of all three to your home, hold them up in the windows, give you an idea of what it's going to look like. And let me tell you, these things are gigantically energy efficient. They are the best of any shutters around. That's partly because they are made of the polywood. Polywood, by the way, is color fast, either white or off-white, and it doesn't crack or split or warp or peel. Now, your decorator says, yeah, but we have to have red shutters. Okay, well, they can paint. I'm not sure they want to paint them red, but they can paint them for you. They have a paint booth there, just like an automotive paint booth. So those are the reasons you want to call Sunburst Shutters. They'll come to your home. They serve Austin, San Antonio, Houston, Waco, and also, of course, right here where they're located, the DFW area. Call them at 214-343-2601. SunburstShutters.com. You can see what they look like. They're beautiful. SunburstShutters.com. 214-343-2601. Do what we did. Call Sunburst Shutters. Dave in Corsicana, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yes, sir.
Neil, I talked to you a couple months ago about tomato plants.
Okay.
Well, I fell for the ad in the tomato growers catalog, and I bought some supernatural rootstock seeds and some growing clips for splicing, grafting tomato plants together.
Good for you.
Yeah, well, they didn't send me any information about how to do it.
Oh.
Uh-huh. And I remember an article in your magazine last year. I believe it was last year.
No, it's been about 3 years ago. Bill Adams wrote that. It was in December, I think, 2010 maybe, or 11.
Okay, well, I have nearly all of your magazine, so maybe 2010.
10 or 11. It was December, November, December issue. I'm pretty sure it might have been January, February. It's over the winter.
Well, does he have a description on how to do it? Or
absolutely. Yeah, it was well illustrated. Bill is the best horticultural photographer there is, and so that is not a problem. I am on my laptop. Let me do a quick search on Aggie Horticulture grafting tomatoes and see if anything is there. He is retired from A&M, but I do not see anything strictly there. Now they immediately take you into pecan trees. So I don't think you want that.
Nah.
Yeah, but there are, I have seen online some pretty good demonstrations, probably on YouTube. I wouldn't be surprised if YouTube doesn't have grafting tomato.
So you have no information as firsthand knowledge?
No, I haven't done it. I have not.
Okay.
I've been writing a book.
I got your old book sitting in the floor.
Well, appreciate that.
Well, fish aquarium on top of the Neil Sperry magazines, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I'm not sure I want to hear much more of this.
Well, I'm sitting right, looking right at it.
Oh, Dave, you're wonderful.
I appreciate it. I'm looking at Neil Sperry.
Don't get me wrong. I appreciate it. It is something that is just an amazing novelty, and it really has caught on. Some of the nurseries in Dallas-Fort Worth are going to be offering these. And I would almost, you know what I'll do at the news break at 9, I will see what I can find on YouTube, and I'll mention it.
Well, what's really got my curiosity up is you put the clips in, and, you know, you start your grafting process. Well, does the clips just stay on the plant from then on?
Well, I haven't seen the clips.
How in the world do you take them off?
I haven't seen the clips. I have seen them wrapped.
Back to round.
Unfortunately, I don't have any experience with it, so.
Oh.
I don't have any sun in my landscape, and so there are hundreds, it looks like, matches of grafting tomatoes on YouTube. YouTube.com. Take a look there. Oh, man. There are a huge number.
Okay, so I get the wife to do it because I don't compute.
Well, you watch one of those. Just go to YouTube.com and say YouTube or your search engine, YouTube grafting tomatoes, and you'll see all kinds of video of how to do it.
Oh, okay.
All right, Dave, let me know how it works out.
You were some help.
I
say you were some
help. I know, I heard you. I thought that was a pretty good lead. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Take care. Thank you. All right, well, let's see. I have about a minute. Let me see if I can help Enrique in Waxahachie in a minute. I'll put you on hold if I have to, but maybe we can get it done. Enrique?
No, it's Ricardo.
Oh, it's Ricardo. I'm sorry. Boy, it's not even close on the spelling. Ricardo, I'm sorry. You know what? Let me come. Do you have a few seconds?
Absolutely.
All right, let me put you back on hold, and I won't rush you. I'm so sorry. I'll be back right after the news with that. So, Lee, I got to work on your spelling, man. I love him. Lee Riza is my screener. He runs the boards. He does everything that requires intelligence, and sometimes everything happens at the same time. He just gets really busy. Folks, if you would like to go to my Facebook page, it's Neil Sperry, NeilSperry. There are about 22,000 gardeners helping other gardeners. My website is neilsperry.com. Sign up for eGardens. And my magazine phone number, if you're trying to call, is 800-752-4769. We'll be back.